50 years in the priesthood, I have dealt with too many souls. And I can tell you, the most important thing we need in life is to cultivate this practice of silence in engaging our Lord in conversation, and not only during times of formal prayer. How to make a good retreat in silence? By engaging our Lord in conversation. Remember, it is not only the silence of not talking with others, but the silence of not engaging in that old, that sweet monologue with myself. How to make a good retreat? We make a good retreat if we are deeply humble. A good retreat is made with profound humility. During the 80s, we're going to talk about humility at length. But just to make sure we know what we're talking about. In the Roman Empire, before the dawn of Christianity, the Romans, of course, had the word humilis, which in English is translated humble. I'm sure you know what word humilis comes from. Comes from humus, spelled H-U-M-U-S. And humus is good black dirt. It only is humble as we realize that except for God, we would be what we were before we became what we are, which is what? Nothing. As though it is not enough, as though that is not enough. This nothing which God brought into existence and gave that human being a free will for one purpose, to surrender our wills to the will of the God who made us. Every sin, hear it, every sin is a sin of pride. We identify seven capital sins. And over the years, to help my memory and the memory of my students, I've given them a scheme for remembering the seven capital sins. Remembers. Places G, pride, lust, anger, covetousness, envy, sloth, and gluttony. But pride is not only the first cause, we had to start somewhere. No. There are, we say, seven capital sins. But in essence, every sin we commit is a sin of pride. We use our wills contrary to the will of God. make a good retreat. Ask, O Lord, to teach you, to show you who you really are. And then with Our Lady, then you can thank God for the grace that He's given you, but you will realize that every grace is a gift. Sisters, nothing, karma nothing belongs to us. Everything we have belongs to God. How to make a good retreat? With deep, sincere humility. How to make a good retreat? I think I should say this. My favorite definition of noise is unwelcome sound. Unwelcome sound. The secret is to welcome the sound. Am I making sense? It comes, of course, to human beings, but from God. Back to our subject. You make a good retreat by being prayerful. Now, we said before that we make a good retreat by practicing silence, which we describe as selective conversation. But here, by prayerful, sisters, we should pray and use words. And you won't expect me to say this. And put those words into writing. How to make a good retreat? Write. That's spelled W-R-I-T-E, followed by an exclamation mark. And how much you write is up to you. But I would recommend making your writing during the retreat in the form of a prayer. Dear Lord, then : and then tell our Lord what's on your mind. Over the years, I've made up my own form of shorthand, so that if anybody reads what I've written, you won't be able to understand. Pray and write, or prayerfully write during the retreat. During my novitiate, 2 months after entering the Society of Jesus, the retreat lasted 30 days, and we made, hear it, 5 meditations each day. Not 2, not 3, not 4, 5.